The Purple Project Podcast continues here in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer here for a few more, for only a few more minutes here on this late afternoon slash early evening here for the Purple Project Podcast on this midweek Wednesday, November 10th, 2021. This primarily focuses on the women's basketball who kicked off their regular season last night. And of course, here before I dive into that a little bit, here in 2 hours, K-State welcomes Florida A&M from just outside Tallahassee, folks, for their opening game tonight in Bramlage Coliseum. Man, we've dealt with some weather here all afternoon long, so we're trying to get this in here. Of course, I'm inside, obviously. It's been raining hard for parts of the afternoon here. Obviously, you get a little bit of fall rain shower today, and obviously Veterans Day tomorrow as well. More on that most likely tomorrow on the Triple P Purple Project Podcast. But women's basketball, okay, so last night, opening game for Jeff Mitty's team and Ayoka Lee, who's been pretty much the focal point coming into the season, and as it should, made a huge statement early in the opening game for the 2021-22 campaign for the women's basketball. And Lee breaks the scoring record right off the bat, folks, against Central Arkansas was the opponent last night, 103-40. Yes, I'm reading that correctly. 103-40 last night. And Ayoka Lee put down 43 points. And I did an episode earlier on Ayoka Lee. Of course, you can find that in the archives on the Purple Project Podcast. She needed to get 42, which was originally set by Brittany Chambers in my senior year. But that was out taken over by Ayoka Lee's 43 points, 17-25 shooting from the field, 9-12 from the free throw line. She also grabbed 9 rebounds, 4 block shots, tying her career, and then also adding on to her career high, tying it at additional 3 steals in this one. And going back to Brittany Chambers, she scored 42 in 2013 of March in the WNIT against Texas Southern. That's what I'm talking about, my senior year when I graduated from K-State. And then quoting Lee, quote, "I think it's an honor. I think it just goes to show the program and our commitment to it, playing basketball together and sticking to the game plan. And I'll just say it's an honor to be with all my teammates as well." And of course, Jeff Mitty, the head coach for this women's team, did not know about Lee getting this record in the fourth quarter. And then she only needed 9 points. She was very unaware about that as well. And obviously, Mitty went on to say good things about, once again, Serena Sundell, along with a couple other veterans and a transfer who made contributions as well. Emily Ebert added 16, while the sophomore transfer, Rebecca Dollinger, added 11 points in her first K-State game. This was a walk-off. Now, that's not a walk-off, but this was pretty much a straight-up runaway against Central Arkansas in this game. Sugar Bears pretty much had, and yes, that is my mascot, they had no chance in this game. Obviously, when you're dealing with the big down low, preseason All-American, one of the better bigs probably in the country, not alone the Big 12, you got your hands full. And if you're getting help, if K-State gets help like that from Dollinger, Ebert, Sundell, the Glenn Twins, you get help off the bench, Lauterbach, I could go up now, Jada Moore, Goodrich, yeah, you name it. You get some help like that tonight, woo, K-State, they're going to put down some, I have not checked the preseason, which that's another episode I'm going to be doing at some point, and hopefully it's not too late, but the season's already started, but still, it's Big 12, so we're not in conference play yet, so there'll be one coming up in future episodes. But yeah, this is a tremendous start for K-State in this one, start of the season, while Lee pretty much right off the bat breaking Brittany Chambers' record right there as well. And obviously going down here, and there's some notes here as well. K-State has now won 12 straight season openers, including 8 consecutive under head coach Jeff Mitty. K-State has won 28 of its last 30 home openers at Bramlage. And then in this non-con here, I'll take it a little further. In this non-con schedule, K-State will host 3 teams in, it's part of the 2021 preseason WNIT this weekend. That includes University of Tennessee, Martin, Western Kentucky, and North Carolina A&T. All visit Bramlage. 2 games a day will be played. Let's see, in the upcoming days, November 12th, 14th, and the 15th, Wildcats will be back in action on Friday night, back at Bramlage against University of Tennessee, Martin, at 6:30. Then after that, obviously the following day, it's going to be 4 o'clock against Western Kentucky as well. The K-State's games of the preseason WNIT will be broadcasted on the Big 12 Now on ESPN+. Never right there, should you have that. You can catch Ayoko Lee, Jeff Mitty, Emily Eppert and company. Get their season going here as they're trying to build off that momentum, that thrashing of Central Arkansas Sugar Bears last night. Again, here in just a bit here, the men will be tipping off here their regular season opener against the Rattlers of Florida A&M. The Pro Project Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcasts, folks. We're on Apple, Spotify. We're on Amazon Audio Boom as well, as we get this thing going for the rest of the week as well. Basketball has started, and here later on, you have my thoughts on the Sunflower Showdown, which K-State, one side of the fair, once again, as the case is Jayhawks. Check that out as well. That will be coming out a little later on this week as well. Me and Alex will have to get together for another edition of the pod, weekly edition of the podcast. This weekend, it'll be following the West Virginia game, which will be here at Bill Snyder Family Stadium, 11 a.m. kickoff Saturday. Eddie Greer, go Cats. We'll catch you on the next edition of Triple P.